Welcome, welcome. This is Just Ask Yourselves' first ever Halloween special. Holy shit, it's really happening. We're so excited that you're here. There's going to be as much heavy rock and roll, heavy metal, heavy punk, scary shit. Don't go anywhere, guys. Stay the fuck tuned.
Thank you.
just tuned in, you are listening to the Disaster Sounds Halloween special. We've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up. It's already feeling kind of weird here. We got here written on red crayon outside of the door, said, "I used to live here."
Your I'm excited to have you here with us. Heard some pretty good music earlier. Also, we're going to talk about some movies coming up. Basically, the end of your hour, I should say. Spooky season going on in the Bay Area. Local movie theaters. But let's talk about music first. We heard some Daughters at the first record. A song called Nurse, Would You Please Prep the Patient. Heard a song called She Freak from Ballyhoo and the Radio. And then we heard a little clip from the Brick Dollhouse. And we heard a classic song from Gore called Sex Executioner. We heard a little mashup from The Body and Thou. A song called The Devils of Trust Steal the Souls. We just heard some live Circle Jerks. A song called Casual Vampire. Let's see what we got on going with some movies right now. The Alamo, if you're in the Mission, the Alamo Draft House. Tonight at 6:40 p.m., they're playing Black Phone 2. It's a sequel to Black Phone. If you have not seen it, I'm not going to say too much about that because it's one of those movies. I don't know, you don't know what to expect. It's kind of twisty. So, yeah, if you've seen the first one, if you liked it, if you're interested in seeing the second one, at the Alamo Draft House tonight, 6:40 p.m. Also, at the Alamo, at 4:30 p.m., Max Fletcher has a Halloween party. They're playing, that's what they're calling it, but it's a vintage Halloween cartoon mashup from the 1920s to the late 1930s, basically. mentioned characters like Betty Boop, Coco the Clown, and much more. Pretty cool stuff. Also, 40th anniversary of Day of the Dead, 1985, from George Romero. George Romero, 7 p.m. They're playing that over at the Alamo. And at 4 p.m., if you want to go right when the show is over, they're playing 28 Days Later as well, the 2002 original version, of course. Moving on to the Roxy, if you're still on the mission. They're playing The Fog tonight, in 1980 John Carpenter film. Oh, shit. Yeah, so what's special about that? Listen. It's the Roxy. That's why I was getting confused because I was looking for the time. It's from the Roxy, but it's from the legacy business, the Red and White Fleet. If you're familiar, they operate on Fisherman's Wharf. They do, like, bay cruise tours. But they're playing The Fog on the boat. So, like, that starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow. So you can go watch The Fog out at night. It's on a hybrid electric vessel. It takes you out on the bay while you watch the movie. Pretty tight, if you ask me. Also, at the Roxy at 9 p.m., they're playing tomorrow, that is. They're playing Nightmare Before Christmas. And then Halloween night at the Roxy, they're having the Dance Thrill Fest party. Costumes are encouraged. Moving on over to the Richmond, Four Star Theater. They're playing Omen on Halloween night at 7:30 p.m. And for, not so much Halloween, but a little bit, November 1st, Day of the Dead, they're playing Coco at Four Star Theater at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Moving over to the Balboa Theater. They're playing the original Scream today and tomorrow. 7:30 p.m. both times. Original Scream, 35mm prints. I would recommend that if you're into film, if you're into old horror and stuff. And the Balboa Theater as well. They're playing Trick or Treat tonight, or excuse me, tomorrow, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And then last but not least, and certainly not least, the Balboa Theater is playing the Rocky Horror Picture Show Halloween night at 8 p.m. and midnight. And not so spooky, but the next day they're playing The Room at 11 p.m. That's an SF classic. Yeah. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Got a lot more coming up. You're listening to Disaster Sounds here at Radio Valencia. Between Frankie and his lovely bride, they couldn't put his head back on again. No matter how hard they tried, he was a monster. Hope you'll remember the story when it's dark and you turn out your light. Because somewhere that headless monster still wanders through the night. He was a monster. But they made him wrong. Look out, here he comes.
I spied an old coffin in an open lily.
Sounds right here on Radio Valencia.fm in the heart of the Mission District here in San Francisco, California. This is the Disaster Sounds Halloween special. Thank you all for being here. It's so exciting. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Has anyone ever heard this? It's off cassette tape. Called Horror Sounds of the Night. I had it when I was a kid. It's from the 80s. Brings back a lot of memories. I let a friend borrow it when I was a kid, and his little brother, like, ate it or messed it up or something. And I thought, like, you know, that's gone. Memories, childhood memories gone. But, of course, YouTube and internet stuff and whatnot, I was able to locate the audio of what we're hearing now. It brings back a lot of memories. Reminds me of when I was a kid, dressed as Jason for Halloween. We're in our front yard. I had my hockey mask and I think an axe I got from the Halloween section of like a department store. See, nowadays, I don't know, it's so culty. Well, not culty. Well, of course, Halloween is culty, I guess. But people, I don't know, it's so basic. People get their costumes off of Amazon or like Spirit, you know. It's not so much like, what can I make? What can I do? Now it's like, what movie is popular? So we'll just get that costume off of, you know, off the internet, off of Amazon, like I said. It's not as special as it used to be. I mean, it is, but things change, I guess. Do you like haunted houses? You like getting spooked? Are you here in the Bay Area? Are you local here right now? It's pretty spooky stuff going on if you want to check it out. You can go over to the Fear Overload Scream Park at 2086 New Park Mall in Newark, California. One ticket gets you into two different haunted houses, that is. You wouldn't be disappointed. You go check out the Pirates of Emerson. Over at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. Over at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. That's any Thursday through Sunday, basically the weekends, that is, Pirates of Emerson. Or if you're in San Francisco, go to the Terror Vault. That's over located in the Mint building on 88 5th Street. And they have the Fang Bang Bar. So if you want to be boozing while getting spooked, they got that there for you. And that starts from the 29th of October through the 1st. When I said when I got here, there was something like a crayon written on the front door. It said, I used to live here. I thought it was a little bit strange. I stepped away and came back. Well, we're inside. We have like a dry erase board, and now it says, I used to live here on the dry erase board. I sure as hell didn't see that when I got in here. I don't think there's any kind of back door when we get in through. We have the makeout room bar venue. Check that out. Next door. I don't think anyone can get in through here, so I don't know who the heck is coming through writing, I used to live here on our dry erase board. I'm the only one in here. It's a little weird. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got a lot more rock and roll coming up. Stay tuned.
I won't. Transylvania, you'll like it there. Yule grand in Transylvania, cobwebs in your hair. We'll hear the wolves at eventide. We'll have our coffins side by side. When we arise, we'll feel such pride to be home, to be home. You're like the folks in Transylvania. They're just your kind. You'll feel at home among the mummies and the Frankensteins. 100 years you'll share with me, or maybe 2 or even 3. I know the way to Transylvania. Come, my dear, with me. In every way, my dear, Transylvania is the real you. Somehow life there moves at a saner pace. Not that it's dull. On the contrary, some nights it's positively festive. You'll see the werewolves changing shape. Skeletons dance and creak and scrape. You may see King Kong going ape. As a rule, he's real cool. Later on in Transylvania, if we're alone, maybe we can learn to build a monster of our own. Supporting you will not be hard. I've got a vampire union card. Oh, come with me to Transylvania. Come, my dear, with me. Ah, here, take my cape. It'll keep your sweet little neck nice and warm.
Record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air.
Thank you. And now the thing, gentlemen, there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
Would you take a walk down the street?
Thank you. We return you now.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording. Earth, I've just been handed a bulletin.